Hey, everybody, and welcome to this week's Friday Night Beer Blog. This is the reading of what used to be my weekly blog, but now it's a bi-monthly blog. And I will say,
is it bi-monthly?
It's bi-monthly. Bi-weekly? We've been saying bi-weekly. You know what bi-weekly is?
Twice a week.
Twice a week.
But you know what? I think everybody says bi-weekly, and they mean once every 2 weeks.
Okay, well, you know, this woke me up in the middle of the night.
You had this
like
issue,
a week ago, yeah. And I so meant to mention it to you.
Did you Google it?
I did not Google it.
So
I will
do
that before the next.
Oh, so you're just going on
by
what you think is right.
We're bi-monthly. Bi-monthly means twice a month.
Bicentennial means once every 200 years. So bi-weekly means once every 2 weeks.
Anyway,
oh
aren't you
God.
Glad that you
do
have two?
We need a...
Aren't you glad you've tuned in to the Friday Night Beer Blog?
All right.
We're going to get started. Let's go. Hey, friend. Welcome to your safe place to begin redesigning midlife. Do you know deep inside that it is time to start focusing on your health and wellness, but have no idea where to start? Do you wake up every morning saying, I'm starting today, and end it with, I'll start again tomorrow? I'm Leslie, and when I turned 50, I felt the same and longed for some sense of self-control and new confidence in who I was becoming in midlife. I finally realized that the change I needed was up to me. In this podcast, you are going to find everything you need to build your healthiest midlife today, to live happier and longer tomorrow. So embrace being a beginner again, open your heart to change, and let's get to redesigning. Okay, everybody, we're back. All right, you ready for this week's beer blog, Mike? Or should we converse first?
No, we've already done that.
We've already conversed?
I just can't wait to get this over so I can go Google bi-weekly.
Doesn't matter. Well, you know, what I'm thinking in my head is that we've actually said it in the last two Friday Night Beer Blogs, and I'm sure there is some English professor out there who is like, that is so wrong.
Well,
I'm surprised I didn't get an email about that.
I will qualify this by saying I have a finance degree, not an English degree. So
I do. Well, I don't have an English degree. I have an English minor.
Yeah, but you're
so
a
I can be kind of wrong.
Major, so
I'm a communication. So I have an English minor. So that could make I have a little wiggle room since it's just a minor, right? Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. All right. This week's Friday Night Beer Blog is brought to you by whom?
Mile Wide
Beer Company. If you're ever in Louisville and you need a really good local beer, that is the place to go in Louisville, Kentucky.
Yeah, they're sparse on IPAs right now.
Oh, well then don't go there.
No. Still go there. Not everybody likes IPAs. So
this is true. You sure?
I don't know why, but
yeah. No, we have a ton of great breweries here in Louisville, like most places these days. I mean, that seems to be the thing.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so yeah, this is the reading of my bi-monthly blog where I sit down with Mike, we have a beer, and I read him my blog, and he tells me how awesome it is, and then I share it with all you fine people, right?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm still hung up on the bi-monthly thing.
Are you going like to need to Google that like right now?
Yeah, no.
Well, okay. You all are going to have to tune in again in 2 weeks and find out what the answer is to this question.
Because that does make sense, but I've always thought it made sense to me, but I'm wrong. And I'm like, yeah, of course I'm wrong. I'm always wrong.
You're not always right. Wrong. So how was your week, Mike? Or how has your 2 weeks been?
Has it been 2 weeks?
Actually, full disclosure, we are recording this a bit early because you will be out of town next Friday.
Yeah. Yeah.
You are traveling to, where are you going?
Hendersonville, North Carolina.
To do what?
Cross race.
To race your cycle cross bike.
Yep.
And it's the last big weekend before national championships.
Which I still haven't decided if I'm going to do yet.
You're totally going. I know it.
I don't know.
You're going to wait till the last minute.
We'll see. I will.
I'm a planner, and you're going to pull this on me last minute, and then it's going to be like scramble, scramble, scramble.
Are you going?
I know it. Well, yeah, I'm going to go.
Okay. I didn't know that.
Oh, do you not want me
to
go?
Are you going to pit for me?
No, I'm not going to do that.
Why are you going?
I'm going up there to drink beer. What are you?
All right. Oh, okay.
Do you not want me to go?
Oh, are you kidding me? I'm not going to say anything on air about that.
Smart man.
Yes. No.
Smart man. Smart man. So how's the training going? Hey, by the way, you raced today, hey?
I did. Yep.
And?
I got second.
Uh-huh.
In the wave.
But you
won my race.
You won your race. They race a bunch of different categories at the same time. It's called the wave. But in the race that you were in, you won, which means what? It was the last race of the Ohio Valley Cyclocross Series.
Yeah. So I won the old man race again.
You won the series for your age group.
Yep.
And for all masters.
And yeah, probably actually for all of the wave, I probably think I won had the most points for the wave.
Right.
So.
And this makes how many years that you have won that?
14 or 15 or 16, I don't know, years in a row.
Dude, that's badass.
That's a long time.
Yeah. I don't think it's 15.
No, I can't remember.
It's, I think you're 13.
Well, I did.
You know it's bad when you don't, years, you can't, you can't remember.
The 2 years I didn't focus on that and I went for the USGP.
Well, then we had COVID too, so.
Yeah, that's true. And we didn't race those 2 years. So maybe it's just 13. I don't know.
Just 13.
I can't remember. Anyway, it's been a good run. And I'm sure it's going to end one. Every year, I think it's my last year.
Every year you say it's your last
year. I think it's like the kids keep getting younger and I keep getting older.
This is life with Mike.
I don't know how I pull it off. I don't.
No, I'm just saying you say you're going to do something and then you're like, well, maybe next year. Well, maybe next year. I'm going to retire this year. Well, maybe next year. You're having a good time. Why stop it? Why stop if you're having a good time?
I enjoy riding and racing. And
why do you enjoy riding and racing?
I don't know. It's good to clear the mind. It's good for the health of the body and good for the well-being of the mind.
Which is a great segue into tonight's... Oh,
did I? I didn't. That wasn't even planned.
Oh, I set him up just right, everybody. That's a great segue into today's Friday Night Beer Blog. Are you ready? Should we go?
Let's do it.
Let's kick it. Kick it. The title of this week's beer blog is The Importance of Exercise as We Age, All the Benefits You've Never Thought About. That last part, don't read that.
Okay. Are you going to leave that off?
Yeah, that's not part of the title.
Okay.
Is
that just something I'm supposed to think about subconsciously now?
Yes.
Okay.
It's an inside joke. I'm sorry. Yeah. I can't explain it.
All right.
November 28th, 2022, the 86th official Friday Night Beer Block. 86, dude.
Mm.
That's a run. I actually heard someone say not too long ago that the exercise ship had sailed for them and that it was too late to start now.
Mm.
Mm. That they wished they had started at some point, but now it would just be too hard. Plus, they heard from somewhere that they probably shouldn't. Imagine me picking my jaw up off the floor. Now, I don't know if this person was using this very, very bad information as an excuse not to exercise. You think so?
I'm shaking my head, yes.
Or if they really believed it. But let me put any doubts you may have to rest. It is never, N-E-V-E-R, too late to start exercising. And the importance of doing it only increases as we age. We in agreement so far? Mm-hmm. All the benefits you have heard about. Now, you know that working out is good for you, but you just don't know all the particulars, so let me fill you in. It's the list of oldie but goodies when it comes to our doctors telling us that we need to get some exercise. Let me start with this head scratcher. We got a lot of numbers in this episode tonight. Researchers have found that increasing physical activity led to an 11% drop in heart disease risk among people 60 years of age and older. 11%. And not getting enough physical activity can lead to heart disease, even for people who have no other risk factors. In addition, It can increase the likelihood of developing other heart disease risk factors, including obesity, high blood pressure, high blood cholesterol, and type 2 diabetes.
I'm like literally close to your demographic.
You are?
60. I'm.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. There are a lot of people that are listening that are in this demographic. I would assume that probably most of the people listening to this are in the demographic. Mm-hmm. So, subheading, benefits you may not be aware of. Bottom line, being active can help you live a longer, healthier life. It is absolutely proven. Exercise is an important part of nearly everyone's everyday health, including us as middle-aged adults. And this exercise becomes even more crucial as we age into our 60s, 70s, and beyond. Mm-hmm. There are many benefits of exercising when you are a senior, including improving your strength, which helps you stay independent. Yes?
Yes.
It improves your balance to prevent you from falling. It gives you more energy, and it prevents or delays diseases such as the aforementioned heart disease, but also diabetes and osteoporosis. It is also said to improve your cognitive function. I mean, shit, dude. All signs point to yes.
You can't get that much better, though, here.
Maybe that's why you ride so much.
Because it makes me smarter.
Oh, there's so many things. You're going to need to ride a little bit more.
Ouch.
All right, subheading, benefits you may not be aware of. Bottom line, being active can help you. Oh, sorry, I read that. The best subheading, sorry. The best benefit of all. But the best benefit of all, are you ready for this? You ready? Exercise and staying fit helps your sex life. Let me say that again. Exercise and staying fit helps your sex life. Exercise and staying fit are important for all aspects of your mental and physical health. And not staying fit makes having sex more difficult, whether it's from a lack of stamina, poor self-image, or risk of injury.
Or you're just too darn tired.
True. Well, that's the energy part. Bottom line is that sex can become difficult the more out of shape you get. Have you thought about that? You got to stay in shape so that you can have some good sex.
Mm-hmm. Mm. That's why I work out so much, honey.
Along those same lines, exercise can improve your mood and fight off depression. Physical activity boosts the release of serotonin and creates positive feelings, which are conducive to sexual desire. Few people feel aroused and ready for sexy time when they're down and out.
Mm-hmm.
True that. True that. And as you might suspect, sex can, in fact, be a form of exercise and is therefore good for the heart and the brain. So get to it. Subheading. Why are you smiling at me?
Because that's what we were laughing at the beginning of the blog.
Yes, exactly. Subheading. Ready for good sex? How much exercising should you do?
Sexercising?
Sexercising. How much sexercising should you do?
How much is too much?
I'm giggling here. I've got you hooked. People always perk up when sex is mentioned. So listen, adults are recommended to get at least 150 minutes of cardiovascular activity a week. That's only 30 minutes a day of moderate intensity for 5 days, minimum. Easy. And if you say you don't have 30 minutes a day, put down your damn phone.
Yeah, no doubt.
Sorry, so harsh. And let's not forget resistance training. Doing it can help you to preserve your independence.
I resist you all the time, honey. Oh, not that resistance.
Yeah, different guy. Okay. And quality of life by helping you overcome loss of muscle mass and strength, build resilience, ease the management of chronic conditions, and reduce your physical vulnerabilities. I cannot overstress the importance of resistance training. Try to get at least 2 days of resistance training a week for 30 minutes and work up to 4 days a week if possible. Subheading, it's your turn. With all of this information, I hope after you finish that bevy in your hand,
the beer,
you will begin planning your next workout. Getting exercise is more than just checking the box. It is a huge component in lifestyle. It only has benefits to help you live a long and independent life. It's one of the controllable factors in life that you will suffer with if you don't make it a priority now. It is all in your hands. That's it, Mike.
Bam.
Bam, bam, chicken and ham.
You know, I go back to my college days when I was in college. And
I'd love to go back to my college days.
Yeah, me too. And I moved back in with my mom just for a little while.
Yeah.
Because I was trying to finish up school.
Mm-hmm.
And she noticed. She's like, you need exercise. And so she bought me a gym membership to the Y.
Why did she say you needed exercise?
I think because she knew how much energy I had as a young kid. And she just basically, she just said, you know, it's good for your head. Your head needs exercise.
So not only does your body need exercise, your
she
did head
it. Yeah, she was telling me because
exercise.
My head needed it.
I would agree. I would agree that's a very important component
and,
to exercise.
And it was true. And as soon as I got in the Y, I got into racquetball and I got into exercising regularly, and it literally helped me get out of my funk and helped me finish school and helped me, you know, basically it just added another element to my life that, and then I kept it in my life. From that point on, I like, it just stuck with me. And so,
well, you know, after a certain point, it becomes part of who you are.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's and then, you know, you end up surrounding yourself with people that are like-minded.
Correct.
You know, and
yes.
You learn from them, and I've learned from a lot of people that I've ridden bikes with and, you know, competed with, and, you know, it becomes a part of your life. And if you're lucky enough, you can start early enough and carry it through. Or if you're not, start later in life, you know.
Well,
which a lot of people have.
You know, the best time to start if you haven't started yet
is now.
Is today.
Yeah.
I mean,
and it literally takes as little as 15 minutes a day sometimes.
And we're not talking about going out and racing your bike like you do.
No.
We're talking about just moving your body at a moderate pace. At a 70% of your maximum heart rate is a good place to be if you want to burn some calories and get a little sweat on.
Yeah. Well, it's, I think the best thing I did, about 25, 30 years ago, I started 15 minutes of core exercises on Mondays and Wednesdays.
Yep.
And then I started doing Bowflex on Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Mm-hmm. Which is glorified.
Which is 15. It's like
weightlifting.
It's weightlifting. But 15 minutes. I mean, literally, it's about 15 minutes every morning doing that. And then at some point, I decided I need more. So I added Friday to it, doing, you know, free weights and planks and push-ups and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But, and that's 12 minutes, you know. It's
right.
Literally
we're not talking hours.
No time at all. But right. That... Doing that for 25 or 30 years has helped me keep, you know, somewhat fit to avoid injury.
Yeah.
And I'm like, it's
and this is why we say it's anytime. This is why we say it's a lifestyle change. There are a lot of people that start a new exercise program or want to start lifting weights and they do it a couple times and they expect to see some sort of results or they're sore and don't want to do it again or but it's a
or you're not lifting enough weights, or, you know, the weights aren't heavy enough. It's, yeah.
It's a long game. Yeah. It's the long game, and it's the long game so that you can live long.
Yeah, I don't look to
build. Is that deep? It's the long game so you can live long.
You should write that down.
I should write that. I don't have a pen.
Actually, I don't want to bulk up or anything. No. I mean, that's why I do, anytime I do reps, I do 20 reps, 20 or 25 reps. So, and it's lightweight, but that's right. Just for toning. You know, it's not to bulk up. You got to figure out what, if you want to bulk up or if you want to just tone up.
But, well, see, this is the thing. There are a lot of people out there that they know that they need to do this, but they don't know where to start and mm-hmm. what to do. And this is going to be a segue into what I'm doing now. And if you've listened, if you've listened to the podcast, you know that it is my new goal in life to show people where the starting line is to begin taking a look at your nutrition and fitness to begin to feel better now and be happier now so that you can live longer later. And these are very
happier life.
Yeah, longer, happier life. Because there are a lot of people that don't realize that they need to start now if they want some freedom and independence in 10 years or so.
10 years, yeah.
There's no better time to start than now. And if you don't know where to start, come work with me. I'm taking a few people on. I'm not taking a ton. It's the holidays. I still got the regular job, but I've been working with some women, and it's been a pleasure to be able to help them figure out what their health goal is and to help them get started doing that. So
you've got a good routine too, a rut.
Oh, I've definitely got myself a rut. I take one day off a week. That's Friday. Yeah. Every other day.
I used to take Friday off too, but then I thought, you know what? I
got to one-up Leslie, so I got to work out on Friday.
I got to make her feel guilty.
I don't feel guilty at all.
You do a little bit.
No, not at all.
Yeah, you do. You come down there. You're just like.
Body needs a rest here and there.
That's what Saturday and Sunday's for.
Yeah, but if anybody's interested in grabbing, I've made available 5 coaching slots a month because I kind of think that that's all I can take on it, and I want to help people to the best of my ability. But if anybody's interested in one of those, email me at hello@LeslieLMcShane.com. That's LeslieLMcShane.com. And I can get you information on that. All right, Mike, what you got coming up?
Work and a cross race.
Work and a cross race. Sounds like
Sounds like last week. The rut continues.
Yes. And this is also the week before Thanksgiving week.
Yes, which we need to talk about plans.
Yes, always.
All right.
All I care about is the fact that my daughter is coming in town next Friday. The day that this comes out, my daughter will be here, and I will be so happy.
It'll be good to see Kate.
Yeah, it's been...
On Monday.
Yeah, because you're... She doesn't know that you're not going to be here yet.
It's okay. I'll give you all a little one-on-one time.
I've got plans for her.
Oh, I bet she's got plans too. And it's probably sitting in her bedroom.
Just being home.
Yes.
Just sitting in her room. All right. Well, everybody, we hope that you have enjoyed this podcast. And if you have, you need to scroll on down and give it a what, Mike?
5-star.
5-star rating. I am trying to get to 100 5-star ratings by the end of the year. Do you think I'm going to be able to do that?
I don't know. We've only got like 7 members of our family.
That listen? Well, you know, if you'd like to be a member of the family, you need to scroll on down and give us a 5-star rating and leave a review too. Those are pretty awesome. And they help with the algorithm. So
don't
feel
obligated. Just leave 5-star.
Or feel obligated.
We were talking about this early.
Oh.
People just like to punch buttons. They don't like to write. Unless you're, or read, like me.
This is true. This is why I read you the blog.
I know.
Because
exactly.
Because why?
Some people are lazy and they don't like to read or write. So just punch 5 stars.
Punch 5 stars. I like it. All right, everybody. We hope you have a great week. And we hope you have a very happy Thanksgiving and that you are able to enjoy some good food, some good drink, some good friends, and some good family. Right?
Yep.
All right. And we will see you bi-monthly.
That sounds weird. I'm Googling it.
All right, everybody. See ya.
See ya.